Preserves, which can be made from figs or watermelon rinds or blackberries, or you can make jam from blackberries. Mm-hmm. But the jellies is made from the juice of the blackberries. It doesn't have the seed in it. It's strained out.
Yeah.
But the jam still has the seed, just like strawberry jam.
What do most people have on their kitchen tables to season their food with?
Your salt and pepper. Salt and pepper.
If somebody had a bowl full of peaches and apples and they offered it to you, and maybe they offered you a peach, you might say, well, I don't believe I care for a peach, but give me
an apple. Yeah.
What about if you were trying to find out, maybe some boys came in your yard and tore something up, you know, did some mischief, made some mischief in your yard, and somebody told you, well, it wasn't these boys right here. It must have been one of
those boys over there.
Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to direct a person to another man's house, you might say, well, he doesn't live right here. He lives
over there.
Mm-hmm. If it's at a greater
over distance. There, down there, up there, it depends.
Yeah, and if you were telling somebody how to do something, you might say, well, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Yeah. And what would you say if somebody said something to you and maybe he just mumbled it, you didn't understand what he said? What would you say to him to make him repeat?
You'll have to speak out, because I can't understand. Mm-hmm. Speak plainer. Or more distinct.
If a man's not rich, you'd say he's what?
He's poor.
Mm-hmm. You might say if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man
that doesn't have the money.
Yeah, right, okay. If you have a lot of peach trees or some other kind of fruit trees all together, you say you have a big...
I have an orchard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you might say... You might be asking somebody standing there, who owns this orchard? And he said, well, no, I don't own the orchard. I'm just a neighbor. He might point to somebody else and say, well, now he's the man.
Yeah. That owns the orchard.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
who was wealthy.
Okay. What kinds of fruit do you have around here, Mr. Hastings?
Well, we have the pear and the peaches and a few apples. Not as many in this country now as we had back when it was first settled, because potash and lime has depreciated so much from the soil, from other plants, and hasn't been replaced back. And we have so many diseases that's gotten into the trees, such as fire blight in apples and pears.
What do you call that part of an apple that you don't eat?
The core.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can do with cores of an apple?
You can make jelly from the cores of the apple.
Is that right?
That's right.
You mentioned peaches a minute ago. What do you call the inside of a peach?
The seed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about that kind of peach that the meat's real close against the seed? You have to cut the seed out?
That's a press. And a clear seed is one that when you cut it open, it will open and leave the seed clean.
It comes out
free without having to cut it off.
Uh-huh. What about do you remember what kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
The cherry tree.
Yeah. What do you call the inside of a cherry that you might break a tooth on if you don't watch it?
The seed.
The seed of the cherry. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people taking some apples or peaches and cutting them up and letting those parts dry?
Yes, to make tarts or apple turnovers or peach tarts.
Is there anything that you call those dried pieces of fruit in particular?
No, nothing except just dried fruit.
Have you ever heard anybody call them snits?